Blackstone Audio presents The Miracle of Dunkirk by Walter Lord. Chapter 1. The Closing Trap. Every man had his own special moment when he first knew that something was wrong. For RAF Group Captain R.C.M. Collard, it was the evening of May 14, 1940, in the market town of Vervins in northeastern France. 5 days had passed since the balloon went up, as the British liked to refer to the sudden German assault in the west. The situation was obscure, and Collard had come down from British General Headquarters in Arras to confer with the staff of General André-Georges Corap, whose French Ninth Army was holding the River Meuse to the south. Such meetings were perfectly normal between the two allies, but there was nothing normal about the scene tonight. Corap's headquarters had simply vanished. No sign of the general or his staff. Only two exhausted French officers were in the building, crouched over a hurricane lamp, waiting, they said, to be captured. Sapper E.N. Grimmer's moment of awareness came as the 216th Field Company, Royal Engineers, tramped across the French countryside, presumably toward the front. Then he noticed a bridge being prepared for demolition. "When you're advancing," he mused, "you don't blow bridges." Lance Corporal E.S. Wright had a ruder awakening. He had gone to Arras to collect his wireless unit's weekly mail. A motorcycle with sidecar whizzed past, and Wright did a classic double-take. He suddenly realized the motorcycle was German. For Winston Churchill, the new British Prime Minister, the moment was 7:30 a.m., May 15th, as he lay sleeping in his quarters at Admiralty House, London. The bedside phone rang. It was French Premier Paul Reynaud.